In today's show, Bitcoin volatility continues as the Bitcoin price closes in on a critical weekly close. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop shares here, the critical level for Bitcoin is still the same, which is between $38,000 and $40,000. I prefer to see the level hold. If that happens, everything is fine. Also in today's show, Morgan Stanley exec claims that Bitcoin continues to rise from the dead, like the cartoon character Kenny from South Park, probably my favorite headline of all time. Quoting him right here, I like to say that Bitcoin is kind of like Kenny from South Park. He dies every episode and is back again. And quoting the Giga Chad, Michael Saylor, nothing has created more wealth in the past decade than technologies banned in China. That, my friend, is a fact. And quoting Max Keiser, doing a rug pull in the Chinese economy will force them to liquidate trillions in U.S. dollars, which will unleash a hellstorm of inflation, driving Bitcoin to $1 million. It's a win-win for Bitcoiners. That's right. Also in today's show, on-chain data shows Bitcoin supply will not be able to meet the demand. According to Glassnode co-founder, their data shows that nearly 2 million Bitcoin have shifted from short-term to long-term hodlers since April of this year. I'll be breaking down the latest on-chain analysis from Raphael Schultz-Kraft, as well as William Clemente. And quoting the legendary Jack Mallers, the Strike CEO, he says we can see a $400,000 Bitcoin in 2022. That's right. In this epic interview with Pompliano, he goes on to share, I think we're going well into the six figures. And when it happens, I don't care. I think within the next 12 months, we'll see well over $100,000 Bitcoin very easily. I expect $100,000 to $250,000, maybe $400,000 Bitcoin in the year 2022. Easy. Also in today's show, we'll be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin and most major altcoins are currently back in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at CryptoNewsAlerts.net. Again, that's CryptoNewsAlerts.net. And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is BlockFi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit BlockFi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Once again, that's BlockFi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we? All right. Welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Bitcoin briefly fell below $42,000 this morning on September 25th as the weekend looked set to deliver an unimpressive weekly close, as you can see here on the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin losing $1,000 in just over an hour during Saturday before rebounding. The weekend has started with the pair at around 43,000, a critical level some say should hold as the weekly close looms. Others argue that the lower price action would also be suitable for Bitcoin in the aftermath of Friday's volatility, with 36 to 38,000 as the cutoff points for the bulls. As Mikhail Van de Pop shares here, the critical level for Bitcoin is still the same, which is between 38 and 40,000. I'd prefer to see the level hold. If that happens, everything is fine. And among commentators, the China ban story still dominated the debate, this roping in the industry's best known names after a knee-jerk reaction from nervous traders, which sent cryptos tumbling. And despite the chaos, nothing from China had really changed, with the government repeating its existing position. As noted, when the ban initially began in September of 2017, Bitcoin conversely saw a new all-time high just 3 months later. That's right. And the outlook for altcoins remained bleak on the day, thanks to Bitcoin doubling down on the lower levels. We have Ether, which is currently trading just above 2,900 near the essential 2,800 support level for the bulls, while most of the top 10 cryptos by market cap lost 6 to 7% on the day. And quoting Mikhail Van de Pop here, total market cap for crypto making a beautiful retest here, depending on the weekly, but crucial level. And regarding alts he shares, altcoin market capitalization also on crucial level here, as you can see right here in this chart. And before I break down our next story of the day, Morgan Stanley exec says Bitcoin is the Kenny from South Park of money, as well as on-chain data shows the Bitcoin supply will not be able to meet the demand, according to Glassnode co-founder, as well as Jack Mahler says we can see a $400,000 Bitcoin in 2022. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We can see Bitcoin, Ether, and most of the major altcoins are currently pumping back in the green after another correction yesterday, with Bitcoin up about 3%, trading just under $42,400. We have Ether trading just above $2,900, up about 3.6% for the day. Solana up 5.3%, trading above $139. Polkadot up about 5%, trading at $30.28. And Cardano up about 9%, trading at $2.34. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Morgan Stanley's Dennis Lynch shared a lighthearted analogy during a discussion at Morningstar's yearly investment conference, claiming that Bitcoin's insatiable ability to defy the odds and rise from both technical and fundamental adversity portrays that of the South Park cartoon character. Kenny, oh my God, Kenny's dead. Oh my God, Bitcoin's dead. Sound familiar? The 24 series show has garnered a global audience base for its weird and wacky sense of humor, epitomized by the longstanding gag that Kenny dies in each episode, only to be rebirthed and gleefully unaware of his brutal demise. In the following show, head of asset management firm Counterpoint, a Morgan Stanley subsidiary and keen advocate of the show, Lynch expressed his belief in the resilience of the leading crypto asset Bitcoin since its inception over a decade ago. And after experiencing and surviving numerous bearish cycles, Bitcoin has established itself as a widely recognized and respected modern payment method and store of value in the mainstream market. And major corporations such as MicroStrategy, which was the first publicly traded company to put Bitcoin on its balance sheet, as well as Tesla and Galaxy Digital Holdings, have all publicly revealed billion-dollar investments in the asset, the latter now reporting an immense $5.3 billion. And in his Kenny inspired speech, Lynch stated the following: I like to say that Bitcoin's kind of like the Kenny from South Park. He dies every episode and is back again. And this meme sums it up pretty well. China bans Bitcoin since 2017 and where we're at right now here in 2021, but expect it to continue each and every year, because it is what it is. Now, technical data reveals that Bitcoin has fallen 14% across the week in the wake of yet another Chinese crackdown on cryptos. That's right, the People's Bank of China this week announced a fresh strategy to combat crypto adoption in the country. Yet again, legal and governmental departments will strive to improve their coordination and communication practices to suppress crypto-related activities effectively. However, according to Lynch, Bitcoin already possesses some of the same anti-fragile traits witnessed in the monopoly of big tech firms, burgeoning political establishment, capital-hungry Wall Street financial markets, and self-rejuvenating Greek mythological monster Hydra. To counter this, I think Bitcoin demonstrates some anti-fragile qualities during this period of time. Anti-fragility is beyond resilience or robustness. The resilient resists shocks and stays the same. The anti-fragile gets better. A well-documented example of this was Bitcoin's previous all-time high of $20,000, a seemingly insurmountable figure during the harsh bear market of 2018 to 2019, and especially following the pandemic's financial crash to $4,000, but a level that one year on was more than tripled with $65,000. And checking out these tweets from Max Keiser: doing a rug pull in the Chinese economy will force them to liquidate trillions in US dollars, which will unleash a hellstorm of inflation, driving Bitcoin to $1 million. It's a win-win for Bitcoiners. You can say that again. And he also tweeted, snake face and convicted felon is lying again. Inflation has begun a secular multi-year increase that will lead to a global war started by this piece of ish, Christine Lagarde. That's right. Take that. Now, before I break down our next story of the day, on-chain data shows Bitcoin supply will not be able to meet the demand, according to Glassnode co-founder, as well as Jack Mahler says we can see a $400,000 Bitcoin in 2022. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $1.9 trillion with about $121 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And current Bitcoin dominance is 42.1%, with the Ether dominance at 18.1%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Stellar Network up 34%, trading at 16.7 cents. Harmony up 26%, trading just under 17 cents. And Phantom up 22%, trading at $1.34. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 28 out of 100 in fear. Yesterday was a 33. Last week, a 50. and last month a 75 in greed. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The co-founder and chief technical officer of crypto analytics firm Glassnode says on-chain data shows Bitcoin is headed straight for a supply crunch. Let's go. The firm's latest data shows nearly 2 million Bitcoin has shifted from short-term to long-term hodlers since April of this year. Glassnode's Raphael Schultz-Kraft says the data clearly shows supply will not be able to match the demand. As you can see here in this chart, it shows you the Bitcoin total supply held by short-term hodlers. Now, Glassnode defines a long-term hodler as any Bitcoin user who has held onto their Bitcoin for at least 155 days. Where my long-term hodlers at? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, crypto analyst William Clemente is also diving into new data on the state of the Bitcoin supply. He says Bitcoin supply crunch ratio, which is another metric tracking the amount of Bitcoin held by strong hands versus weak hands, is showing a bullish divergence. Clemente notes that the current level of on-chain activity is similar to what happened in June and July, right before the largest digital asset by market cap saw an August surge. He says he's also seeing similar negative sentiment and replies to his tweets, which he views as another positive sign of what's to come. And checking out his most recent tweet here, bullish divergence between on-chain investor activity and price, just like in June/July. On-chain is hopium, replies, just like in June/July. And as you can see in this chart, it shows you the supply shock ratios from bearish impulse to bullish divergence. And checking out the latest from Raphael Schultz-Kraft, he wrote, Bitcoin supply has been steadily maturing to old hands. From the peak at 65,000, almost 2 million BTC have transitioned from short-term to long-term hodlers. Supply will not be able to match demand. Be patient. Hashtag HODL. That's right. Sage advice. And as you can see here, short-term hodlers are selling their stash to the long-term hodlers as short-term hodlers went from 5.1 million to 3.2 million. So keep stacking them sats. And before I break down our final story of the day and we discuss Jack Mahler saying we can see a $400,000 Bitcoin price in 2022. And I give you the highlights from this recent interview he did with Pompliano. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 930 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button. Help me get to 50,000 subs. I greatly appreciate it. And of course, you can also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is Crypto News. Yes. And of course, you can follow me on Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So be sure to follow me there. All right. Now let's break down the latest from Jack Mahlers, who was recently just interviewed on the Pompliano podcast. I watched it last night, and let me tell you, it blew me away. This is something you must watch, especially if you're a Bitcoin hodler. It's going to blow your mind. So I'm going to include this interview in the show notes below the video in the description. So yeah, quoting him here, I think we're going well into the six figures. When it happens, I don't care. I think within the next 12 months, we'll see well over $100,000 Bitcoin very easily. I expect $100,000 to $250,000, maybe $400,000 Bitcoin in the year 2022. Easy. Now, why I love this interview, he focuses on Bitcoin, the monetary network, and separates it from the asset. However, Pompliano clearly asks him, what's your prediction on Bitcoin? And this is my first time hearing Jack Mahlers actually make a prediction, which is a pretty big deal. But he also did this epic demonstration. If you missed it, you must check this out. He wrote this the other day. I just published announcing the Strike API. Today, Twitter enables free instant global payments for their users with their integration of the Strike API, which I covered in great detail in yesterday's episode, just FYI. What the internet did for communication, Bitcoin plus the Lightning Network is doing for money. And he clearly demonstrates how simple it is to send money overseas. He sends it from Chicago all the way to El Salvador. He sends 10 bucks and the fee is like less than a tenth of a penny. Absolutely insane. I'll include this also in the show notes below the video in the description. And he also says, today we make a giant giant leap forward in growing global interoperability with the world's first open monetary network, Bitcoin. Today, one of the largest global networks on the web became interoperable with the open monetary network, inclusive to all. Buckle up. Rocket ship to the moon. And in this blog post, he announced the Strike API and the rollout, and quoting him right here, in the above demo, I sent a $10 tip from my house in Chicago, USA to my friend David in El Salvador. The payment settled instantly for no fee. The singular open monetary network that allowed me to send an instant free cross-border payment to David is the same singular open monetary network that allowed David to immediately use that money to buy a cup of coffee at Starbucks as soon as he got the Twitter notification that I had sent him money. So as you can see, this is absolutely transforming people's lives. And in Jack Mueller's own words, this is going to dematerialize closed off payment networks such as Visa, MasterCard, and Western Union. And if you don't see how huge this is, think about it as Jack Mueller does. He didn't have to register the transfer through a financial intermediary such as Western Union. He didn't have to request private banking details on Bernard Pera or wait days for the payment to settle. And on the other side, Bernard, who he sent the money to in Nigeria, talking about a different transaction, he didn't owe any intermediary a percentage of the transaction. The payment wasn't reversible and it settled instantly. Take that, Western Union. Now check it out. Twitter integration with the Strike API turns Twitter into one of the best remittance experiences in the world, one of the greatest global creator marketplaces in the world, one of the greatest global payment experiences in the world, one of the best global micropayment marketplaces in the world, and allows an internet communications company to interoperate with the monetary standard for the world, enabling global payments for their users. And even Michael Saylor says Bitcoin on Lightning is the future of global payments, because it is. And quoting Jack Mueller one more time here, in addition to the services currently enabled through tips, people can now seamlessly tip with Bitcoin using Strike, a payments application built on the Bitcoin Lightning Network that allows people to send and receive Bitcoin. Strike offers instant and free payments globally. That's right, we're taking over the world. Let's go BTC. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin volatility continues as Bitcoin price closes in on critical weekly close. Also in today's show, we discuss Morgan Stanley exec claiming that Bitcoin continues to rise from the dead like the cartoon character Kenny in South Park, probably one of my favorite analogies. Also in today's show, we discussed on-chain data shows Bitcoin supply will not be able to meet the demand, according to Glassnode co-founder, as well as Jack Mueller says we can see a $400,000 Bitcoin in 2022. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, True Sitch wrote, JV, you need a vacation. After 50,000 subs, take a week off. My response, tempting. Cheers, fam. Much love. What are your thoughts? Should I take a vacay once I hit 50,000 subs or keep going as I have been every single day for the past couple of years? Holla at your boy. Now for the next featured comment comes from Katie Lux, who wrote, enjoying this roller coaster ride since May, but now ready for blast off. Let's freaking go, fam. Love the show. JV. My response, thanks so much, Katie. You are the bestest. One love. And the third and final featured comment comes from BitBud, who wrote, the root problem with conventional currency is all the trust that's required to make it work. The central bank must be trusted not to debase the currency, but the history of fiat currencies is full of breaches of that trust. Quoting the great Satoshi Nakamoto, couldn't agree more. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is BlockFi.com/crypto news alerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit BlockFi.com/crypto news alerts. Once again, that's BlockFi.com/crypto news alerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?